For this exercise, I'm going to ask you to observe your hand with curiosity, as if you are a curious child that's never encountered a hand before. So it's very important that you've got good lighting for this exercise. Make sure your hand is clearly illuminated and tilt it to get the best possible lighting. Now, once you've done that, pick a hand, either hand, I don't mind, and turn your hand palm upwards to catch the light. And start off by noticing the shape of your hand. Start at the base of your thumb and just imagine tracing around your hand and noticing the shapes and the contours, particularly noticing the gaps in between your fingers. And notice how your hand kind of narrows as it joins the wrist. And next, notice the colors in the palm of your hand. Notice how it's not just one color. There are different shades. There's whites and pinks. For some of you, there may be yellows and browns in there. And in slow motion, push your fingers as far back as you possibly can. It's as if someone was bending your fingers backwards. So push them as far back as possible so they won't stretch back any further. And notice how the color changes in your hand. Notice how it's like the color bleaches out of it. There's lots of very pale areas now. And then ever so slowly release that tension. Let your fingers return to their natural position. And notice how the color comes back. And for a lot of you, probably the color is even deeper than it was before. Just do that one more time in slow motion, pushing your fingers backwards, noticing how the color drains from your hand, and then ever so slowly easing off that tension and watching the color return and deepen. Now notice the large lines in the palm of your hand. And notice the shapes those lines make, where they converge and diverge and intersect. And zoom in on one of those large lines and notice all the small lines that feed into it and feed out of it. Now tilt your hand to get the best lighting and notice all the different patterns of lines on the palm of your hand as you catch the lighting. You'll see there are shallow lines and deep ones and long ones and tiny ones. Lots of many different intricate patterns there. Now, pick a fingertip, tilt it to get the best lighting, and notice the spiral pattern on your fingertip. That's the pattern that leaves a fingerprint on glass, right? And notice that spiral pattern. And notice how it continues down the finger. It's not just on your fingertip. If you trace carefully, you'll see it comes down your finger, all the way down, and comes down into the palm of your hand. If you can't see that, you need better lighting or glasses. Now, turn your hand to the karate chop position. So you're kind of looking down on it as if you were going to use your hand to karate chop through a plank of wood. So looking down on your hand from above and looking down on your index finger from above. And what you'll see is that running down your index finger, there is a line. And just tilt your hand from side to side. Notice the skin on the back of your hand. And notice the skin on your front of your hand. Notice how they're quite different, those two types of skin. And then putting your hand back in the karate chop position, if you look down on your index finger, you'll see there's a dividing line that runs the length where one type of skin meets the other. And if you take a finger from your other hand and stroke it across that line from side to side, you can actually feel a ridge there. There's a ridge that actually runs down the finger where the two skin types meet. Now turn your hand over and notice the skin on the back of your hand. and notice what your mind has to say about that skin. Many of us, when we do this exercise, our mind starts judging and criticizing, making comments about our skin. So just kind of notice what your mind has to say about that skin on the back of your hand. And really be curious about the colors and textures in that skin. Notice the different textures. Notice the different colors. What's the color over the knuckles? What's the color where there are veins beneath the surface? What are the colors of any sunspots or scars? Now, pick a finger and zoom in on the fingernail. And notice how the nail itself is not just one color, unless you've got nail polish on. Notice there are different shades and colors within that nail. Notice the cuticle, the thin layer that seals the nail into the finger. And ever so slowly, bring your attention down the finger and notice how the skin changes as you move down the finger, down into the back of your hand. Now, gently wiggle your fingers around and notice the back of your hand. Can you notice the tendons moving up and down beneath the skin? And if you can see your forearm right now, can you notice the muscles in your forearm moving the tendons that are moving your fingers? It's all interconnected. Now, notice your knuckles, and in slow motion, gently curl your hand into a very loose, relaxed, gentle fist. And with a loose fist, rotate your knuckles and really notice them from all sides. Notice the shape and size. And keeping your attention on the knuckles, clench hard. Clench as hard as possible. Tighten that fist. And notice how the knuckles change in shape and size and color. And keeping attention on your knuckles, now open your fingers. Stretch out your fingers. Stretch them all the way out and notice where the knuckles go to, how they disappear. And do that one more time in slow motion, ever so slowly, making a fist, noticing the knuckles reappear, clenching hard, and then once again, straightening your fingers out, opening your fist, noticing the knuckles disappear. Finally, take one last look at the skin on the back of your hand, wiggling your fingers around, noticing the tendons, noticing the movement. Flip it over, take one last look at the skin on the front of your hand, wiggling your fingers around, noticing how it moves. And take a moment then to reflect on this exercise. A few things for you to think about. Firstly, did you discover anything new or interesting in your hand? Second, did your connection with your hand changed? Did you feel more connected or engaged with it? Third, did you feel a sense of appreciation or gratitude for your hand? Did you, kind of remember or reflect on some of the ways that it's helpful and useful for you? And consider too, did your mind at any point hook you and pull you out of the exercise? A lot of people, when they look at the skin on their back of the hand, get hooked by a negative judgment or criticism. And if that happened, what effect did that have on your connection with your hand? And were there other times where you were able to unhook from judgments and criticisms and really engage with your hand? And what difference did that have? So finally, think about how this applies to life in general, and in particular to the people that you love and care about. What might happen if you could give this kind of curious, full attention to the people that you engage with in everyday life?